This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado ranks in the top tier of states when it comes to protecting public health from diseases, disasters, and bioterrorism. The nonpartisan nonprofit Trust for America's Health placed Colorado among 20 states that showed strength across 10 categories like stable public health funding and robust water system safety. A scaled-back AI bill is moving forward at the Colorado Capitol to deal with potential discrimination in AI systems used to make consequential decisions about people's lives. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill targets AI used to determine everything from bank loans to hiring. If someone gets an adverse decision, the consumer can request human review. The proposal does strip away a lot of the requirements that were set to go into effect this summer, such as disclosures and testing from AI developers. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Robert Rodriguez is the main sponsor.
I'm not happy with the end-all product of this bill, but it's a start and we're still recognizing that.
The AI law has taken multiple years to iron out. Opponents say it doesn't do enough to proactively protect consumers. But deployers of AI systems and developers and some civil liberty rights groups say they're mostly on board with it. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The federal government is awarding nearly $43 million to build a new school at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs. The Department of Defense and Office of Local Defense Community Cooperation announced the award Thursday for the new Douglas Valley K-8 school. In a statement, they said the school was aging and couldn't accommodate enough students. This is CPR News and KRCC.